Everything began in an archive. Originally, I wasn't interested in archives, and to be honest, couldn't imagine that I ever would be. In fact, when I think back, if archives were mentioned, libraries were the only institutions that came to mind. Then, I received an invitation to come to Munich to participate in an artist residency and explore the topic of migration. I was to look around the city, investigate it, and create a work of art. The proposition seemed interesting, so I accepted.
Now let's head to the Fischbrunnen. That's fish fountain in English. It's the fountain with a round bronze fish at the top, just to the right of the town hall. Can you see it? In the past, when Marienplatz was the central marketplace of Munich, fish merchants kept their produce cool in the basin of this fountain, and that's how it got its name. Now, turn your back to the fountain so that the department store Ludwig Beck is on your left-hand side. Head in direction of the old town hall. That's the building to the left with the large arched windows and gilded clock. Directly in front of the old town hall, turn left into the Burgstraße.
I was strolling through the city, just as you are doing right now. Stachus, Marienplatz, the usual thing. I like cities. I enjoy their vitality and diversity, but they only really start to fascinate me when I feel I can take part in the events and encounters that came about there.
When you're in Burgstraße, keep walking along past the Bürgerhaus, the townhouse, that is the red painted building to your right. Soon, you reach number 4. Burgstraße 4 is the address of the city's Department of Culture, the Kulturreferat, as it is called, and also the Foreigners Advisory Board, the Ausländerbeirat. At number 4, stand in front of the entrance. If you're here during business hours, the door will open automatically for you. Just step inside. If, however, you're visiting outside these times and the door doesn't open, just head to the building opposite, the number 3, and stand in the doorway.
Three days after arriving in Munich, I was received as a guest at the Department of Culture. They wanted to know more about what I was planning to do in Munich during the time I would spend there. As I mumbled something about my interest in history and transcultural communities, I felt like a school pupil who was fumbling awkwardly with terms that he only halfway understood. Frau S. kindly helped me out of that tight spot and assured me that the Department of Culture and the Foreigners Advisory Board were taking a great interest in my work. Migration, she explained, is a very significant topic for the city, and she began to tell me about 3 artistic projects that were already dealing with the subject. It seemed that I would be facing a lot of competition in Munich when it came to dealing with art and migration. I asked Frau S. how I should go about initially approaching the subject if most of the tracks had been covered already. She laughed, disappeared, and reappeared with a book in her hand. Zur Geschichte der Gastarbeitermigration. On the History of the Guest Worker Migration was printed on the dust jacket. That's not really what I'm looking for, I thought to myself, but politely opened the book and started to flick through the pages. I came across a series of rather tedious-looking photographs.
Page 102. Black and white print. Title: Vincenzo C. Self-catering in residential accommodation. Page 153. Black and white print. Title: Under police observation in residential housing. Page 270. Black and white print. Title: Yanis K. Open air celebration.
Then, on page 332, I came across something that grabbed my attention.
Page 332. Photograph, printed black and white. Title: Italian guest workers arrive at Munich Central Station.
A group of men stand laughing on a platform in front of a train. They are looking directly at the camera. The glass and steel construction in the background leaves no doubt as to where the photograph was taken. Munich Central Station.
It was the laughter in their faces that caught my eye. These men were not laughing as one usually does when posing for a photograph. They were laughing wholeheartedly. This image was a total contradiction of all the photographs, films, and stories that I had seen or heard about the guest worker migration. Who took this photograph? I asked Frau S., since I could not see a photographer's credit. We searched through the list of illustrations at the back of the book and were referred to the City Archive of Munich. I asked if I could arrange an appointment with the City Archive. Frau S. offered to arrange one for me.
Let's move on. The city is waiting for us. We now need to take the S-Bahn to Central Station. So start walking back towards Marienplatz. You will need a ticket for your journey. It's probably best if you just buy a day ticket, Tageskarte, for the entire central city area, since we have more than one trip to make together. München Innenraum is the ticket you should select at the ticket machine. Ask for help if you see a local around. These ticket machines are not very user-friendly. Central Station is exactly two stops from Marienplatz. To get there, you can get any S-Bahn going towards Hauptbahnhof. It can get crowded in the S-Bahn, so try to concentrate on the narration once you get in there, and don't miss the stop for Hauptbahnhof, the central station. Now press stop on your device, and only press start again when you're in the train. Make sure that you select audio track 3. Careful now. Only start audio track 3 in the train and keep listening when you arrive. I will be giving you further instructions.